enough to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting, and don't tell me you haven't. You're not supposed to laugh. It's time for the culinariest and the cleverest. This is where you guys got to go ooh and ah.
Ooh, ah!
Riveting and the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world, Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. This week, yes, this week in particular.
Dun-dun-dun.
Yes, our mobile kitchens finds us at Le Cordon Green.
Ho-ho-ho-ho!
Ho-ho-ho, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, located right here inside the perimeter right off of 85 and 285. It is the mecca for eggheads around the world, and I noticed at Oktoberfest I had the distinct honor of emceeing the European cooking stage. I was probably, I think as Bob said it, I'm glad we did it once, Fat Man. Doubt we'll ever see you again. I don't know what he meant by that, but
I got dazzle, to see dazzle.
I got to see the versatility.
Oh, yeah.
The European chefs, and it was absolutely amazing. And a little bit later on in the show, we took a moment to meet the Big Egg himself. Not Ed Fisher. We got to meet Ed.
Mm.
But we got to talk to the head egg,
mm-hmm.
Artie Ronnie. And you know, he does not do interviews. He does not like pictures taken.
That's right.
We got the interviews. The pictures I wouldn't post anyway because I like this gig. He told us a little bit about the future and everything. I mean, it was a great interview, and we're going to let you hear from Artie Ronnie himself. But I digress. Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chef, is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg. This is where we practice on this.
All right.
The ultimate cooking experience.
Woo!
You guys are learning real well. And by Real Sweet Onions, by Human Produce Leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian Sweet Onions. Also, sweet potatoes.
Yum, yum.
Yes, indeed. Remember, my friends, the only way you know that you've got a real sweet onion, if it doesn't say it on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
There we go. Very good. Well, from the back of the house, you're learning this. And I'll tell you, we just got back from PMA, the Produce Marketing Association show, and we got to meet thousands of people from around the world. It's a closed show, biggest produce show in the world. And it's an experience. They give away a Big Green Egg every year at our booth.
Mm.
And the relationship between Real Sweet and the Big Green Egg, this is an exciting year coming up in so many ways.
Tell us more.
I'll tease. Changes are coming.
And
it's going to be egg-citing.
Hold on to your hats, people.
Well, I don't know if you need to hold on to your hat, but I guess you could, because I'm the one that wears hats all the time. But anyway, this coming year, I'm telling you, we're going to finish the year strong and start the year stronger. So many great things. I've listened to the comments from people, because people, you would not believe this, people are very good at telling you what they think on Facebook.
Yes, they are.
Facebook messages, they would never have the intestinal fortitude to walk up and say, "Hey, Bob, how are you? By the way, I think you don't do this right." Okay, they'll never do that. On Facebook, oh, there's somebody out there by the name of Bob who doesn't do this right. So I've listened to all the comments. I've put them in a file, listed what are the most negative comments, what are the things we need to do best, blah, blah, blah. And you know what?
There's no negative comments.
Barbara Streisand. BS for you, not
to. Okay, all right.
I'll tell you what. You're going to say that after running the Big Green Egg Culinary Center for low these many months.
Yes.
You're going to say there's no such thing as negative comments.
There is positive reinforcement, and there is an opportunity to learn.
What a crock.
That's
the great things on this show is you don't have to lie like that. You can be honest. But anyway, the laughter you hear in the background is the lady who has taken this show by storm from the very first time we met. We sat down the very first day, and we talked, and I saw your vision for, I mean, this was nothing. I mean, this was just a nice facility.
Yeah.
And some people came, and some people went, and things changed. But when I met you for the very first time, I said, wow, is this woman possessed? I mean, in a good way.
That's the introduction he's going to give?
Yeah.
She's possessed.
No, but you are possessed, as you said. It's an opportunity. You had a vision for this college.
Yeah.
The likes of which I had not heard. Artie, Rob, Jody, they all had. And just when I thought they were going crazy with really neat things, you took it to another level. And they all stood back and said, this is the gal we got to have. So we came on board, and we've been working together now. How long has it been?
3 years. Yeah.
3 years. And I have a feeling we're going to be working closer and closer together. I don't know this to be a fact, but I'm...
You know...
There's so much we can do here.
That's true.
And you know what it is? It's because of the versatility that we have.
Yes.
See, there are things in the Portuguese culture,
mm-hmm.
in the Jewish culture, in the traditional Latino culture, Latino. I almost said Latina. I now know the difference.
Oh, that's important.
I said, yeah, see this guy right here? She's a Latino. And she looks at me and goes, no, I'm not. I said, you are too. And she goes, if I am, then I got to go to a different doctor. And I didn't get it. He goes, a Latina is a female. A Latino is a man. Okay, well, thank you. But I learned something that day, so I don't make that confusion anymore. But I want to introduce you to Chef Amanda. Chef Amanda is one of the truly gifted chefs in Atlanta. But when it comes to the egg, very few, very few really compare. And then, you know, when you're sitting on top of the heap, two things have to happen. You have to have someone that is your assistant, that is rock solid, gets your vision, and does what you need, but then is creative. Not easy to find.
True.
Then you have to have incredible helpers and assistants as far as volunteers. Chef Amanda has done an incredible job, and we'll talk about this throughout the show. An incredible job of building on both of those things to the highest it has ever been since I've been with the Big Green Egg in 17 years.
Thank you.
And it all goes to leadership. So without further ado, Chef Amanda, great to be here in your kitchen today.
Hello. Thank you for joining me. This is so exciting. We are so happy to have you here. And in the silent background, we've got Taylor moving around.
Good morning.
And, if you guys could see it, you would see a table full of amazing ingredients. I'm making a Spanish dish called arroz con pollo, otherwise known as chicken and rice. It is a very, very traditional, every night, wonderful version of paella.
But you can do this on the egg?
Yes, you can. I'm doing it in a cast iron skillet, and then right now I'm browning the chicken. And then I'm going to put it on the egg, and I'm going to let it cook with the top on. It's going to have rice. It's, like I said, it's a lot like paella.
So tell us a little bit, just in a brief synopsis,
yep.
about what you do here and what this school's all about.
So what we do here is we like to expand your egg techniques. We like to expand your horizons on what you can do on the egg. Because 90% of the people who talk to me, and believe me, if I have on a Big Green Egg shirt,
oh,
I
God.
Get, I mean, it's, you know, you get stopped. I can't get through
airports. Same way.
First of all, I smell smoky, which people are, like, naturally drawn to, which is a very, I mean, if you could bottle this, it'd make a lot more like Chanel, you know. Anyway, so that and the T-shirt, and people go, wow, what do you do? And I say, well, what do you do on your egg? And it's always a protein.
Ribs.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Pork butts.
Yeah.
And all of those are fantastic. But what you don't know is that you can do everything else. Anything that you can do in your kitchen, you can do on a Big Green Egg. We don't encourage deep frying. And please don't deep fry a turkey. But besides that,
You know, we need to talk about that, because if you go on the egg forum and stuff, you see a lot of guys frying. I'm sorry. And we'll talk about the pros and the cons. I think there's one big con that outweighs all the pros, but that's just my personal opinion, of which I don't have one or anything. But anyway, we are live at Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, right here in beautiful Atlanta, GA. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating a good life. What better way than two beautiful people and a third slug, making Chef and a Fat Man that much more entertaining.